relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, indeed, this is America First, the newest national radio show in our blessed country, coast to coast, and more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including iTunes, the free podcast. Just look for America First, and on YouTube already on our website, sebgorka.com, we have up the interviews we just did with Matthew Boyle of Breitbart on the debate last night. And what is this thing called transgender reproductive justice? Yeah, it just means the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Now we will get down to serious business with none other than John Solomon. You need to follow him right now. Solomon Reports, J. Solomon Reports on Twitter. John, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you.
He is the vice president, executive vice president at The Hill, in charge of Hill TV. You can catch their programming at hill.tv. I have been trying my best, John, you know, you are a witness, for about a year and a half.
that's true.
To bang the drum on the whole unmasking element of what I call Obamagate. We know the FISA, you, a handful of real journalists have been doing the heavy, heavy lifting on the illegal and irregular things the Obama administration did to spy on the Trump campaign. But there's this massive part B of the story with hundreds of quote-unquote unmaskings occurring. We need to explain this to our listeners here. And then your latest piece, what has been discovered with regards to a cabinet-level member of the Obama administration, because Samantha Power was ambassador to the UN, and traditionally the ambassador to the UN is a cabinet-level equivalent, and you found some very interesting things. So first, John Solomon, what is an unmasking?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people don't understand it. When they do, it really mortifies them. So the NSA collects all phone conversations across the world, and they store it in a lockbox, essentially, which can't be looked at except when there's a national security reason. Lots of Americans get swept up, even though there's not a warrant for them to be monitored. The default of the law is that if I'm accidentally intercepted by the NSA, the government can't look at it, can't identify me, can't say John Solomon told this guy in Europe X. But unmasking allows most often a political official to make a request and say, I would like to have the name of that American unmasked. I want to see who said those comments in that intercept so that I can better use the information for my national security job. So it's supposed to be rare because the Fourth Amendment protects us all from illegal search and seizure, right? So most of the time, American records in those NSA databases are not supposed to be searched, accessed, particularly the content and nature of conversations. But in the Obama administration, in the 2 years heading into the 2016 election, I broke the story with Sarah Carter back in March of 2017. We saw a 350% increase in unmasking suddenly, just a massive rise in the number of Americans' names who were being unmasked and identified in intelligence reports.
So let me just put this in context. Yeah. You broke the story. Yeah. I talked to friends of mine who have 30 years in the intelligence community. Right. And these are SIS, you know, these are senior intelligence service equivalents. I asked them, how rare is an unmasking? And this individual said, if I did one unmasking of a U.S. citizen in a year, that was unusual.
Yeah, and that's what most people will say. I think I remember John Bolton in an interview saying that in the 3 or 4 years he was UN ambassador, he did it maybe 3 times, and it was because of urgent critical matters that were pending at the UN. When a political person does this, they're substituting their judgment for the intelligence professionals, because intelligence professionals decide when something is actionable.
Right.
If they've decided that my name shouldn't be used, they've made the decision. There's no intelligence value to what I said, and it's more important to protect my privacy. So when someone like Samantha Power, the UN ambassador, who didn't unmask someone 2 or 3 times in the course of a 3 or 4 year tenure, she unmasked hundreds in just the 2016 election year. When she does that, she
That's hundreds of American citizens.
More than one a day is what Devin Nunes has said publicly.
Yep.
More than one a day. Now, she's not even in an intelligence job. Think about the United Nations is not an intelligence job. It's a policy job. Every time she did that, she was overriding the intelligence judgment of a career professional in the intelligence industry who had decided that name doesn't really have any intelligence value. There's no reason to violate that person's privacy. So the plot thickens. After we write that story, and then they discover that of all the people in the Obama administration, she was among the most frequent unmaskers. They get her before Congress and put her under oath, and she says, I don't think I requested any of these people. Someone else was using my name, maybe my staff, I don't know. I only remember a few of these that I requested. So now you have this incredibly precious thing we call American privacy nonchalantly being violated, unmasked, and no one can even tell you who did it because the record keeping is so bad and the frequency is so high, and there's no real national security reason being cited for all these unmaskings. And so that is why people should be concerned about it. It's fundamental to our liberty and to our Constitution that we have an assumption of privacy. Government, Big Brother doesn't get in bed with us and listen to our conversations unless there's a national security or criminal reason for doing so.
All right, so that's,
and yet
that's
in the Obama administration, we saw this explosion of unmasking for unexplained reasons.
So this is the massive story we still have to cover. And now it's at the top of my Twitter feed is your latest story again about Ambassador Samantha Power's power. What did you, John Solomon, find out about her and her emails about the current president of the United States?
Well, if you remember the two FBI agents who used the very weak Steele dossier to try to get a search warrant to spy on Trump, on mass Trump conversations, so to speak, Trump campaign conversations, Carter Page conversations.
Yes.
They had an anti-Trump sentiment. Remember where their text messages came out, and we found out that they were motivated by a tremendous animus for the president of the United States. Well, Samantha Power, whose authority was used to unmask all those names, had a similar animus for the president expressed in her official government emails, where politics is not supposed to be occurring. And you'll see all throughout her emails, starting in February of 2016, when the election starts, she starts with her barbs. I think the first barb was, the American political system is only rational for a few more days until Trump wins. All right, that's a modest barb. By the end of the election, and after Trump has won and shocked the world, her sentiments are much more demeaning, much more anti-Trump, much more strong and vitriolic. But more importantly, she goes from sentiment to action. And what she starts to do in her final 70 or 80 days in office is to use the levers of government to shame Trump, to thwart Trump during the transition. She's plotting speeches that will try to shame him on immigration policy. She's trying to get interviews going with media where she can call out Trump and thwart him and do things. And in fact, in early January, she tries to get the Deputy National Security Advisor in the White House, Ben Rhodes, to help a media member write one of those Russia collusion stories, all those ones that came out that now we know turn out not to be true. And then in her final 2 days, she prepares a major speech to suggest that Donald Trump is going to give away the keys to Russia. He's going to be soft on Russia. He's going to lift the sanctions. He's going to set us back to the Cold War era. And what a horrible idea Donald Trump and Russia is going to be, setting that narrative that then dominated the first few months of the Trump presidency.
Let's just be clear here. This is a woman who is meant to represent America as our ambassador.
That's right, to the world.
To the world.
The United Nations. Yes. And it's, you know, it's an important post, and here she is playing the small game of petty politics. I think at one point there's a famous email with one of her colleagues where she says, or actually with a journalist, where she says, "I had PTSD after the election, but I'm getting out of it the more I watch Trump," meaning Trump is motivating her to try to do things to thwart his presidency. That's not what the machinations of government are supposed to be for. That's not what's supposed to happen during
the transition from an election. There are so many things that government is not meant to be for, but that's what Obama used it for. We have been talking to John Solomon of The Hill and The Hill TV. Follow him on Twitter at JSolomonReports. Read his article. It's at the top of my Twitter feed. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Kayleigh McEnany live from Miami next. Don't touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA. That's promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
What's up, Doc?
I like the first half of that. Not sure about the second. I'm trying to run a serious show here, Leroy. Please behave yourself. Mark Lotta's voice introducing us back into the show. Superb. That man was born to be on radio. We are very excited to have one of his colleagues with us right now, live from Miami. Probably as hot as it is here in D.C., but you've got that cool breeze off the ocean, I'm sure. It is none other than National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign, Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, welcome to America First.
Hey, great to join you, Seb.
I lasted 26 minutes yesterday. I surrendered. I could not watch that debate. It was... I would prefer to go to the dentist than to watch the rest of the debate. You stayed in the trenches. You watched it for us. It is your job. I'm going to exploit that mercilessly. First question. Last night, how much proof did you see that the Democrats truly have gone radically left-wing?
Oh, it was quite evident. There was a moment where Amy Klobuchar, she's the supposed moderate, she's the centrist, she's the one we're told is middle of the road. Well, she's not when she was asked about Julian Castro's proposal to decriminalize border crossings, which equals open borders. That's what that means. And she said, yeah, I'm open to it. I want to take a good look at that. So it just tells you all you need to know. This is a rabid leftist group of people. No one is immune to that. There is no centrist Lane. There is no centrist Biden or centrist Klobuchar. These are all a pack of radical socialists ready to take us down the way of government takeover. So it was quite appalling to watch. You're lucky you got out after 26 minutes.
let me ask you a kind of professional insider question, a kind of domestic political campaign question. I'm not going to make excuses for these people, but is there any possibility that this radicalism is just what they're doing to feed the base in the primaries, and then they're going to jettison it and they'll be sensible when it's just the last person running against the president? Or is this now part of the Democrat gene code inside the DNC?
Well, it is part of the Democratic gene code, but I think that you will see some individuals who are politically opportunistic try to all of a sudden act like they didn't say half the things they said, like Joe Biden. I mean, this guy's just all over the map.
Right.
Being against the Hyde Amendment, then he was for it, then he was against it again. I mean, this guy is a political opportunist. He's like a fish on a dock flapping around in the wind, not knowing which way he's going to go. He's a puppet. He has junior-level campaign staffers making decisions on high-level policy issues. And meanwhile, he's been in Washington since the 70s. So this guy may try to, you know, play it off like I didn't mean any of the things I said. But you can't do that. There's no do-overs here. You said what you said, and you can bet your bottom dollar we at the Trump campaign will be holding them to it.
Joe Biden as a fish on the dock flopping around. That is an image that is now burnt into my cranium. Thank you, Kayleigh McEnany. Wasn't it peculiar, because I've read the reports, we did the show prep, and we've already had Matt Boyle from Breitbart on the show. How peculiar was it that they really didn't go after the president? Matt Boyle thinks they might be afraid to go after the president. Why do you think they didn't really go after the man they have to beat.
Well, you know, there is a lot being made of that, but I think we're speaking a little too soon, because tonight you've got Joe, who attacked the president 76 times in one speech, and he needs desperately credence with his leftist base, and there's no better way to get that than by attacking President Trump. So last night, these were the low tier. You know, these are the one percenters here who, you know, barely registered 10 people in polling and somehow found their way onto a debate stage. So I think these people are clueless. They don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to be taken seriously in some way. I think tonight you see the knives come out, and we'll see. These people can't help themselves. They attacked the president left and right on the campaign trail. And I think tonight might be a different story.
But what do you expect tonight? Is it going to be the knives coming out for the president, or is it going to be the knives coming out for Joe Biden? Because we've seen these attacks already from Kamala Harris, from Cory Booker, going after the old white guy who's leading in the polls. What's your expectation, Katie McEnany, for tonight's debate with Biden on the stage?
It's going to be both. I think what you're going to see is Biden trying to act like a general election candidate going after the president. He needs to do that. He is losing and dropping in the polls because this base demands socialism. Biden's giving him them that, but not enough. So he needs to attack the president. But Bernie needs to attack Biden. And Bernie, I think, has massive regrets because last time around, you know, he kind of tepidly would attack Hillary Clinton, and then they call him a misogynist for having, you know, gone after her in some capacity on the debate stage, and he held back. And then he was completely demolished by the DNC, who rigged the election. So I think tonight, you know, if you're Bernie, the smart thing is to come out in full force, attack Biden. It's your only hope. So I think you're going to see Biden attacking the president, Bernie attacking Biden. It's going to be a little bit of a circus tonight.
Why is he even running again? After the whole superdelegates, the whole Donna Brazil, doesn't Bernie Sanders know that the DNC will never allow him to become their nominee, Katie McEnany?
I think he has to know that. Look, there's been talk among a number of people lately about, you know, the DNC going, the convention going to a second ballot. Notably, the DNC didn't do away with superdelegates, as they claim.
Yes.
They left them for the second ballot. So when no one gets to 50 plus one, Biden, Bernie, whomever, go to that second ballot, and the unelected, you know, highfalutin people of the party, the big mega donors, get to coronate who they want. So that is the most likely scenario. I think if Bernie has any wits about him, he sees, hey, you know, this is still rigged. And you know, these Bernie folks, I can imagine they're going to be quite angry when this is all said and done. And maybe we'll have some Bernie people come over and vote for Trump like we saw last time.
If you had to bet right now, who's going to come out on top in not just the debate tonight, but in general, who of the 25, 26 nominees do you think has what it takes to get through the piranha school that is the DNC today?
You know, we're asked that all the time, and we always say it's just too hard to decide who's going to emerge from the circus. But what I'll say is, you know, the president has said, look, it looks to be Bernie or Biden. And then he, I think, mentioned Elizabeth Warren recently, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, he's mentioned some of the top ones, but who knows? This is a circus, after all. And what happens at the circus is anyone's guess.
Yes, I like to call it the struggle bus full of clowns. That is my image for what is going on. We are talking to none other than National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign. She's Katie McEnany. Follow her right now on Twitter, KAYLEIGHMCENANY. I'm Sebastian Gorka. She'll be joining us after the break to talk about the way ahead. There's only, what, 490-odd days left. Can you believe it? This is America First of the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios from just outside the insalubrious swamp or rat's nest that is Washington, D.C. Live streaming audio and video at SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's.
The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollandBranch.com.
You know what all of those candidates could have done with yesterday? I hope they're not listening, because I don't really want to help them. A premium pillow from Mike Lindell. They did not look rest, especially when Beto came on. Oh, my. He looked like he'd just been ridden hard and put back wet back in the barn. You want to get the best discount ever. Mike Lindell has given you, my listeners, a two-pack of his premium eye pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest offer ever from Mike Lindell on TV or radio, but you've got to use my secret code, G-O-R-K-A. That is G-O-R-K-A at MyPillow.com. Or if you're old school, you can call them. Call Mike up at 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 for that super, super special offer. He's only sold 44 million of them. So they must be good. And they are, because that's what I sleep on. Let's get back to our very special guest, Kayleigh McEnany, National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 official campaign, who is in Miami, braving the crazy, crazy thing that is the Democrat Party today. Kayleigh, I opened my show today with just a kind of mini manifesto of what 2020 is about, what the stakes are. I talked about the U.S. Constitution, the sovereignty of our country, pushing back on a managed decline of our nation after 40 years of mismanagement, bringing the economy back to where it should be, a culture of life, a culture that understands the founding values of this republic. Talk to those across the country. This is a national show from California right through to D.C. What do people need to understand in terms of how important 2020 is? We know 2016 was pivotal, but 2020 is just as important, isn't it, Kayleigh McEnany?
Oh, absolutely, for two reasons. You know, first, the economy cannot be taken for granted here. You know, wages going up at the fastest pace for low and middle income Americans, in fact, twice as fast. These historic low unemployment numbers, we can reverse and go back to the slowest economic recovery since World War II, which Obama and Biden oversaw. And beyond that, just our very system is at stake, as you're describing, this idea of capitalism, of entrepreneurship, of the American dream, of someone, you know, I was just yesterday at a business. It was a third generation business, a nice little Spanish restaurant. And this lady was a third generation Cuban immigrant whose father fled the ravages of Castro, grandfather rather. And look, that we cannot take for granted the system that has allowed her to prosper and achieve this great dream. It's accessible now, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's accessible 6 years from now should a socialist take over.
So the key message that I caught there is, and it's a really powerful one, the economic growth that we've experienced for 2.5 years is not an accident. It is a consequence. As conservatives, we don't believe a president creates jobs. He helps government get out of the way. But the growth is a function of his decisions and his team's decisions. And if the wrong person takes over federal government, we could lose all of that economic growth, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, someone like Bernie, who had his honeymoon in the Soviet Union, who seeks to emulate what is done in Venezuela, whose must-read section on his website has an op-ed up that says the American dream is more likely to be realized in Venezuela. I mean, you let this kook take over, and everything's reversible, and there could be irreparable damage to the greatest economic system on Earth.
That's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie Sanders in 1988, at the height of the Cold War, had his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. In the last minute we have with you, Kayleigh, what's the website and what should or can individual supporters of the president do in the next 495 days?
Yeah, it's DonaldJTrump.com. You can also go to GOP.com. Either way, you can learn about getting involved. We need an army of 2 million volunteers, trained volunteers. We intend to have that. Join our coalition. Our first one launched 2 days ago, our Latino coalition. Several more to come in the coming weeks. So get involved. We need everyone active. And I was very thrilled to see the nice Donald Trump protest outside of the Democrat debate. Not many Dem protesters or cheerleaders there. But a whole lot of Donald Trump supporters, and we're very grateful.
Yeah, we played the audio yesterday from the Latinos for Trump event that the vice president spoke at, where the audience broke out in Build the Wall, Build the Wall. Fabulous times, exciting times to be alive. Everybody listening, follow this woman, Kayleigh McEnany, on Twitter, and sign up right now. They meet 2 million of you. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the totally natural anti-pain supplement that truly works. Forget taking chemicals. Forget getting prescriptions. If you have daily aches and pains, do something that's natural and that works. It works for me, and there are no negative side effects. And if you have a really bad day, you can even double up on your dose and it will attack inflammation and pain at the source. Relief Factor is made up from things that have been proven over decades and sometimes centuries, like curcumin, to actually provide pain relief. If you don't believe me, and you should, just listen to that accent. You trust me, don't you? Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com has testimonials from real Americans, people who've taken Relief Factor and seen what it can do on their website. The three-week quick starter pack just costs $19.95, an absolute bargain to be liberated from your daily aches and pains. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack, become one of the success stories, and then you will understand why I take it and why my colleagues here at Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, all swear by this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Leroy. You know that cool thing you did with all the Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Can you do that for level 42? Don't! What's he pausing for?
You got the CD at home, right?
Yes.
Bring it in.
Just say, yes, oh, boss.
Yes, boss.
Thank you. That's the American way. Positivity. Yes, positivity. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that's Leroy, the man with the buttons. The buttons. He plays with them a lot. But he knows what to do with them, evidently. We are going back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And yes, level 42 one of the greatest modern bands out there. Let's go to line three, Denise, Wisconsin. Welcome to America First.
Hello. I've been curious about the United Nations individual who didn't recall unmasking. I'm wondering if the possibility of Nellie Orr, who had affiliated with Brennan, if she would have been working for Fusion GPS and unmasking under someone else's ID.
Well, you can't unmask somebody if you're not a government employee. Right,
so she had been a government employee.
Well, she was working for Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson. I mean, this is the web that the Obama administration wove. So you have Nellie Orr, wife of Bruce Orr, the fourth ranking DOJ official, Department of Justice official under Obama, who doesn't disclose that his wife works for Fusion GPS, that is building the fake dossier of opposition research using Russian sources against the president, that Bruce Orr, through the DOJ, is involved in forwarding to the FISA courts to get that surveillance warrant. So, yeah, she's definitely implicated. Did I tell you a story? I think I did share with it on the show? About 3 months ago, I'm shopping for some groceries near my house. And guess who's there at the checkout? Bruce and Nellie Orr. And I couldn't resist. I just had to. I just said to them in front of everybody, I do not wish to be in your shoes. They did not look very happy, and we will find out much, much more. Denise, yes, she is definitely one of the actors, one of the people involved in basically illegal spying against U.S. citizens for political purposes. As long as we have people like John Solomon and Sarah Carter out there, we'll find out what they were truly up to and the extent of it. Let's turn to the debate last night. Let's go to Cliff, line two in Alabama. Cliff, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, it's Cliff. Last night was just another edition of the DNC clown show. They have no rhetoric, and we're just going to keep America great in 2020. Trump really has issues if he's going to lose to any of these buffoons. I mean, it was a crazy nonsense. How in the world can 15 million people even tune in for that? I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, I think Cliff, that's a great point. How on earth, and thank you for calling, how on earth could Donald Trump lose to that clown car? Fabulous metric. But again, everything was at risk. Remember what you heard last night from the Second Amendment, gun confiscation, to open borders. There should be no... You had people on stage saying we should decriminalize being an illegal alien. And of course, the one thing they don't want to admit to you is if they get their hands on your Medicare, they're going to nationalize it. It's going to be like the UK. You're going to have to wait in line. They're going to ration your health care. If you want to stop that, if you're listening to this show, if you're over the age of 50, please join AMAC right now. They are in the trenches fighting the good fight against the Democrats and those who want to nationalize your health care like the AARP. Go to my website, gorkaforamac.com, GORKAFORAMAC.com, or just call them 855-624-4824. Help an organization that is truly fighting for your independent healthcare in your control. Back to your calls, line one. Jonathan in New York, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, first time caller, first time listener.
Welcome. Hey, well, hang on, first time listener? When did you start listening?
About, 15 minutes ago.
Wow, well, welcome.
I follow you on Twitter, but I figured I'd give you a listen.
Good man. How do you like it so far? How's the last 15 minutes measured up to you?
I'm digging it, buddy. I'm digging it.
Thank you. That's what we like to hear. So what made you give us a call?
So I got a question for you. If anyone was able to actually listen through the entire monotony of last night.
That's okay. A big if. It's a big if. Go ahead.
Yeah. What do you think the chances tonight we might actually get an original thought?
Slim to none. Look,
right? Real slim.
Yeah, it's real slim. But I think, am I going to do this?
Do it, baby. Do it.
I'm gonna try and watch it again. I'm gonna try.
Don't do that to yourself, man.
I know. I'm gonna try fighting it. Look, secret. I'm not gonna say who it is, but I might be meeting somebody tonight associated with Salem who likes cigars. So that'll be my excuse. We'll sit down with a big old stogie, the two of us, and I might be able to counterbalance the vapidity, the vacuous vapidity of the debate with a large cigar. Jonathan, just like yesterday, you suckered me in. Another caller has suckered me in. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go for not 26 minutes. I'm going to go for 27 minutes tonight. I'm going to try and go all the way. Jonathan, stay on the line, because as a new caller who likes the show after just 15 minutes, we must reward him. Of course we must. With a signed, dedicated copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Just this morning, I sent every chapter except two to my publisher of my new book. It's almost finished, guys! The War for America's Soul. The War for America's Soul. They've even brought the publication date forward to October, just around my birthday. Yes, indeed. And you can order it right now. Tell us what you think about the cover. There's a scary photograph of me on the cover. Go to Amazon.com. Look for The War for America's Soul. Order it now, and it'll be in your postbox on my birthday. That's kind of backwards, but hey, whatever works. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You gotta be on the top of your game for the next, what is it? We gotta get the exact number. I think it's 497, 496 days. We have to be firing on every cylinder. How do you do that if you can't eat tons of spinach and broccoli every day? You know what you should do? Do what I do, cheat. Seriously, I cheat. How do I cheat? I take Balance of Nature. I had Dr. Douglas Howard in the studio. He told me his fascinating story about Balance of Nature, this completely natural supplement of vegetables, of fruits. And we have a fan that has been taking fruits, Balance of Nature, for a long time. Joe Piscopo, he's a friend of mine, and he's going to tell you right now what you can expect if you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold, and maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
Go right now to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751. But you've got to use my code, G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on America First.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
If you're enjoying the show, Jonathan, who's been listening for 15 minutes, anybody else, I'll be visually available this evening on Lou Dobbs, 7 p.m., Fox Business. Always fun to be on Lou Dobbs' show, What a True Fighter, 7 p.m. this evening. Just got a text from a senior FBI agent sending me a copy of a story in the Wall Street Journal about DOJ examines whether FBI officials acted inappropriately by attending Dodgers game. I presume getting free tickets. My response, maybe a little harsh, is who cares? I really couldn't care about people getting freebies at the FBI when hundreds of Americans are getting unmasked, when a political campaign is being illegally spied upon. Seriously, small beer. Let's get serious at the top about what the FBI, the DOJ, and Brennan CIA was doing. Let's go to your calls. Marissa, line 3 in Florida. Welcome to America First.
I have one question.
Yes.
First, I want to preface it with I am a Trump supporter.
Good.
If we have so many never-Trumpers within the Republican Party, if he's so bad and they won't support him, why don't they come up with somebody to run against him on the Republican side?
Wow. Marissa, that's a superb question. There's so many never-Trumpers, vociferous never-Trumpers, like silly little Bill Kristol, like Brett Stevens, all these pathetic little people. What's the other guy's name? The guy who's sexually obsessed with me. What's his name? Guys, what is his name? What? Jonah Goldberg, thank you, guys. You know, why aren't they running against him? Marissa, I know why. You want to know why?
I would love to know why.
Because
if they can't find anybody to run against him, then they need to support him.
Marissa, they're not going to run against him. No never-Trumper is going to run against the president because they're all flipping cowards. They're sad little excuses of men that hide under their mother's skirts when they get challenged. That's why all of them, Kristol, Goldberg, Sykes, Brett Stevens, Marissa, that is a superb question. The Never Trump movement, and the other thing is, the Never Trump movement is practically dead. I mean, look at what's happened to National Review. Look what happened to the Weekly Standard. Look at what these people are doing now, attacking hiring liberal hacks like Molly Jong Fast to attack true conservatism. George Will, who cares what George Will says anymore? The silly man in his bow tie. I mean, really, they're just irrelevant. And irrelevancy plus cowardice means they will never run. Superb question, Marissa. Stay on the line. You two deserve a signed copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Back here in a moment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. From the ReliefFactor.com studios, we are live streaming at SebGorka.com. And you can get the podcast on the iTunes podcast app. Just look for America First.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.